All right, this podcast is called Staff Meetings. And why is it called that? Because too many small businesses never have staff meetings.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
You know, everything's either a fire, they're always putting out a fire, but they don't ever have like weekly meetings. And it's important to have some type of meeting. And there is a way that you can do it where it's not painful for you and or your staff. A lot of people just don't know how to throw a staff meeting. I remember my first job, the staff meeting, you know, we'd sit around this conference table, and I was the youngest person there time. And then it would be like, let's go around the table. That was the CEO would say that, you know, let's go around the table. And you know, some people talk for 30 minutes, some people 5 minutes. It was painful. And everybody had to, sell their idea. And it was just brutal. And that just doesn't accomplish anything. So to have a meeting just to have it, I'm not for that. But like I had a staff meeting this morning. I got to tell you, it was a great staff meeting. And it just hit me because I've had so many bad ones in previous places to the point where, this is funny, the second job I ever took when I was starting my magazine here where I live, I took a job selling cars and I negotiated that I would not go to any meetings. I mean, that was in my deal. There's no exaggeration on that. I said, this is what I know about meetings. Anything you all talk about, you can summarize it for me in under 5 minutes when you see me. And they agreed to it. I never went to a staff meeting there. Then again, I only worked for 2 months, was a top salesman, launched my magazine, 23 cities, and the rest is history. And yes, the people that hired me came to work for me. So that's how that worked out. But let's get back to staff meetings. Let me just give you some advice on them. Number one, lead it. Don't let it linger. Lead it. Don't let it linger. You're the owner of the company or whoever's leading the meeting. There's nothing worse than somebody who shouldn't be leading the meeting because they have an obnoxious personality. They take over. Telling you, just because they talk more, or they talk loud, or they just have that personality, have someone lead the meeting. You can be rest assured when I'm in a meeting, I lead it. There are some times where I'll ask somebody to lead it who might have a better expertise, but there just needs to be one person who's running the show. That is extraordinarily frustrating when you got five chefs in the kitchen all trying to cook something different. Everybody's got a different, way of doing things. One person leading it, number one. Number two is, why are you having the meeting? What is the purpose of the meeting? And what did we accomplish? They're the two things that you can, when somebody leaves a meeting that I'm in, I want them to know that Sean had us here for this reason. And I tell them that when we leave, why did we meet today? And they will say, we met for A, B, or C. What did we agree to accomplish from this meeting? We agreed to do A, B, or C. So somebody's leading the meeting and there's a specific purpose for the meeting. Number three is you go over things that have sensitive time material. Example, make a list of if there's anything that you need to go over in that meeting that is time sensitive, you go over it in that meeting. This is kind of how you lay it out. You're leading it. You know why the meeting has a purpose. I start with anything that's time sensitive. Hey, we got to get this done, people. This is critical. Whatever the case, I always start the meeting with that. Then I go over, assignments and responsibilities that I had given the week before that I'm following up on. So if I ask somebody to do something, I'm going to follow back with assignments, responsibilities, measurements. Whoever is in this meeting, I know what I ask them to do because I take notes. And I'll follow up with every one of them. And this is either going to go really good or really bad. But my staff knows I'm going to follow up, so they know to have it done. But I'll go, hey, where are we at with this? Where are we at with that? And I go around the room and they know I'm looking for a measurable. Okay. Next, I'm going to give assignments to go further. So I reviewed, any assignments that we had that week and now the week coming up. What is it? What's critical going on this week? We go over it. Then I go over, big things that we're looking at, big things in the future. We're going to spend some time looking at that. So we took care of some time-sensitive material. Then we reviewed anything that was owed from last week or things that I've expected. I've given new assignments for what's happening in the weeks to come that might be critical. But then we start talking about big initiatives. We go over them. Where are we at on this something big? Maybe we have a sales goal. This is where I go over P&L statements. This is a little bragging where I say, hey, this division's up such and such, and this is the data boy, and they love that. Where you pat people on the back, you know, you're like, Marie, you did a fantastic job. Your division's doing great. Or, you know, John, man, you're knocking it out of the park. Whatever the case may be, you're going over some long-term stuff. But don't drag your meetings out again. If you're never having any staff meetings, I question your leadership. And you can have these quickly. Again, these can be standing meetings. But if you're running a business and you and your staff never talk about anything, I would say you're probably lacking in the leadership department. Again, you don't need to have a meeting to have a meeting. But your ability as a leader to hold staff meetings is critical. So let me just give you my really quick review. This is not a long podcast, but I've been to very bad staff meetings that accomplished nothing. And then the other side of that, I have people that never have staff meetings because they don't know how to hold one. So here you go. This is your staff meeting lesson today. Lead it. Don't let it linger. Okay? Don't drag this thing out. Number two, know why you're having the meeting. There needs to be a goal, what we're trying to accomplish here. Start with time-sensitive material, critical things. I typically have a to-do, you know, bullet points. Where are we at with this? You know, have we spoken with this person? Where are we at with that account? Whatever it may be in that business, I want to go through time-sensitive material. Next, whoever I gave assignments to the week prior, I want to follow up. If you ask somebody to do something, you don't follow up, they're never going to do it. Okay, so I measure things. You know, anybody who works for me knows that I'm going to follow up with it. You know, it's typically a numerical thing. You know, where are we at with that division? Have we grown it? How many customers? You know, what's our call volume? How many leads do we have? Whatever it may be, I'm going to follow up with any assignment, responsibility, or measurables that was given the week before. Next, I'm going to review things and responsibilities that are coming up. What do we got going on? This is where I assign responsibilities going forward. Again, it's not hard to have a staff meeting, but I've seen a lot of them get screwed up. That's my simple formula. Hey, why don't you improve your staff meetings? If your boss has a horrible staff meeting, let him listen to his podcast. Maybe he will learn something. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We're going to start bringing on exceptional guests, people that can equip, educate, and encourage entrepreneurs. So we are looking for great guests that we can put on the program, and we're working on that as we speak. If you're ever looking for a corporate speaker, I've agreed to do 6 per year. You can reach out to my office at Collin, C-O-L-L-I-N, at SeanCastrina.com, and he handles that for me. But if you want somebody who will never bore you, give you some steak, please reach out to us on all the platforms that are available. This is Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Get Started Marketing. That's GetStartedMarketing.com.